It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Jack, the Democrats wrapped up their convention in Philadelphia this week. Several Michiganders took to the podium, including Flint Mayor Karen Weaver. In her speech, Weaver called out Michigan Republicans for decisions that created the Flint water crisis. State Republicans have accused Democrats of using the water crisis as political fodder. What do you think?
Well, I think state Republicans probably ought not to talk about the water crisis any more than they can help. Of course, Democrats are going to use it to their advantage, but the fact is that this was a crisis created by the Snyder administration entirely. What's interesting to me is Karen Weaver, who nobody had heard of a year ago, who only got elected, it's safe to say, because of the water scandal, may now be taking some steps to become some sort of a star. I mean, she never would have dreamed she was on a national stage, on national TV like this a year ago, and I think she did pretty well.
Now that both major party conventions are over, the focus shifts to the November election. Michigan has already seen some post-convention action from the Republican side. Vice presidential nominee Mike Pence made campaign stops in Novi and Grand Rapids this week. When it comes to Michigan, where does each party need to focus its energy?
Well, there's an interesting thing that happens. Both parties, after every convention, announce that Michigan is going to be competitive, but usually about the beginning of October, Republicans give up. The last time Michigan voted Republican for president, the World Wide Web hadn't yet been invented, and my hair was a nice jet black. But in this case, Donald Trump's strategy is aimed at persuading angry white Midwesterners in a belt of states that include Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio that have been voting Democrat. So we may see a lot more of the campaign than we have before. It's simply too early to say.
Jack, switching to local politics, the state primary is Tuesday. Which races and proposals will you be keeping a close eye on?
Well, there are a number of local proposals. It would be interesting to see whether voters are willing to spend money or not. But the big political one, I think, is in the 1st Congressional District. That's at the very top of the state, all the Upper Peninsula, part of the lower, where there's a tough three-way race in the Republican primary. Former State Senator Jason Allen of Traverse City is probably the favorite, but he was last time and he lost. Tom Casperson, the current state senator from Upper Peninsula, is in the race, as is a kind of mysterious retired Marine Corps general, Jack Bergman, who's spending a fair amount of money. Probably on the Democratic side, Lon Johnson, the former party chair, will beat the man he originally recruited to run for the race, who's a retired sheriff who doesn't have very much money. Lon Johnson has more money in this race than all the other candidates put together, and that's expected to be the hottest race in the fall. But otherwise, incumbents are expected to have a fairly easy time, and as we know, turnout is usually bad in primaries, and it's even worse in August, so I don't expect a lot of people will vote.
This week, the Southeast Michigan Regional Transit Authority voted against putting a millage to fund regional transit on the November ballot. Jack, are you surprised?
I'm mildly surprised and especially dismayed. This is terrible news for development in the region, but the county executives of Macomb and Oakland County refused to put it on the ballot. They're worried about losing control. They're selfishly, I would say, worried about spending money from their relatively rich counties to help poorer counties. And this would create, if it goes on the ballot and is passed, the first sort of workable, sensible mass transit for the entire region, which includes Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, and Washtenaw counties. Now, there's still a few days that they might be able to work things out and still put it on the ballot. Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan is working hard toward that end, but right now it looks relatively gloomy.
Jack, thanks so much for joining us, and have a good weekend.
You too, Rebecca.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional news stories.